Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Good evening, everyone. It's high school boys basketball tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Coming to you live from Sydney High School, the Sydney Sabres are hosting the Oxford Blackhawks here in a key MAC boys matchup. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. Rich, glad to have you along. Should be a great Wednesday night MAC clash here, I think.
Thanks for having me, Nate. Yeah, looking forward to tonight. Today's the, you know, we're in the heat of the battle here now in the MAC. It's mid-January. This is, you know, all the tournaments are over. Now it's kind of just making the big push, and two good teams here tonight.
Welcome into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show, of course, brought to you by Butler Auto Sales, featuring the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Rich and I will take a quick break. We'll be back in 60 seconds to talk about this one. I think this could be one of our games of the week here if everything settles out the way I think it might. Two teams that really love to get up and down the floor. So we'll take a break and be right back here on our Butler Auto pregame show on WCDO.
Now that's sharp.
Thanks. It's a 2024 Subaru Outback Limited. I got it from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Wow, it looks brand new.
I know. I had a hard time deciding because they have such a big selection. They had at least 170 vehicles on the lot.
Well, that explains why you see Butler Auto license plate frames everywhere. Says a lot about their reputation. We need a new car, but I'm concerned about financing. Our credit took a hit when Bill got laid off.
I know they have a fully staffed finance department with specialists who handle all credit situations. And they also pay top dollar for your trade-in. They even guarantee a minimum of $1,500 toward any trade, even if it's a clunker.
Sounds like they make the car buying process pretty seamless.
They really do. I've been using their service department for years, and their new building has three comfortable waiting areas with TVs.
This is exactly what I need, a car dealer that cares about the customer before, during, and after the sale.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. Shop online at butlerautosales.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. I'm Nate Lowell. Rich Turnbull with me tonight here on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our producer down on Main Street in the WCDO studios. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. And also thanks to all our listeners on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Rich, I'm excited because you have two great guards in this game. Both these teams are pretty balanced. But if you're looking at it from the perspective of Connor Vandersommen, leading scorer for Sydney, third in the area right now at 25.2 points per game. And on the other side, a very quick guard in Donovan Rickard for Oxford at 19.9 points per game. I know you love watching Connor Vandersommen because he's got the moves, man. I'm telling you, it's fun to watch.
Is there a flashier player in the MAC than Vandersommen? Maybe in the last few years. I mean, we've been watching him play for a long time, and he's just flashy. He gives it his all. He's a little undersized, which makes it fun for, you know, guys like me that are also a little undersized. Gives us a little hope. But he can shoot it. He can get to the basket. I think I've said it before, and I'll say it again. He kind of reminds me of Jason Williams back in the 1990s. He's just that guy that's got all the moves. And I'm excited to see Rickard. I've heard a lot of good things about him, and I've been watching him here warm up. He looks like he can shoot the ball a little bit too. I mean, if he's averaging that amount of points, he can certainly play. The MAC's no joke.
Maybe if you're a younger listener out there and you say, who is Jason Williams, go to YouTube, put in Jason Williams.
Yes.
You know, he played for the Kings, a bunch of different teams. His highlights are phenomenal, and they usually have a great soundtrack with them too. So some great highlights. And a lot of people will walk in the gym and say, that's Connor Vandersommen, smaller, undersized kid. He just, it's like we were saying when they played Unitego Franklin here a few weeks ago, it's like he's one step ahead of everybody with the way he thinks about the game and sees the game, which allows him to get into open space, use his body, and he's just very kind of floats around and can use that burst of speed. It's a lot of fun to watch.
The first time I saw him, I thought those exact words. You were telling me, oh, my God, look at this guy, look at this guy. And I saw him, I'm like, it's him?
Yeah.
I mean, you look out here right now to the Sydney team, he's the smallest guy on the team. And, I mean, he's very, very undersized, but he's got good moves, and he can go either way. He can go left, he can go right, he can shoot it. He does kind of float in the air, but I like how he'll, like, bring the ball back and forth, you know, just – it's almost like watching an and-one mixtape, Gus Macker style.
Yeah.
But really, it's just in a high school setting, which is fairly interesting. It's a different style of play than your typical Delaware League, Mac League, Tri-Valley League that we usually see. He plays very flashy.
I'm excited for this Oxford team because some of these guys, like a Donovan Rickard, now a senior, have been battling the last 2 years to turn their program around, and not only just basketball, but soccer and baseball and track, and they've done it. I mean, they win a MAC championship in soccer this year, make a nice little run in sectionals, and their basketball team, I think, is a little underrated right now. I went up and watched them play in a very good Cooperstown tournament, which had, of course, Cooperstown, which is 11-0. Delhi was there. Herkimer is a very good team. Now, they came out of that tournament with two losses, but they held their own in both games. They have some good size, some good guards, and I like what they've done since. So I think they're a little bit of a sleeper team in the MAC, and that's why I said I think this is a game to watch here tonight. I mean, Sydney's coming in off after scoring 96 points just a couple of nights ago against Deposit Hancock, which is also a very good team. So I think you can see a lot of up and down here tonight. Oxford maybe with a little bit more size, but they also have the speed. I'm just really interested to see how it all works out tonight.
That's the first thing I thought of when I walked in the gym today is, wow, Oxford's bigger than I thought they were going to be. I haven't seen Oxford play in a long time. It's been a few down years for them. I haven't probably watched them play since the Davis brothers have played. Well, I mean, that was a few years ago now.
Yeah.
But again, they are certainly the bigger team tonight. Are they going to utilize that size, or are they going to kind of, you know, rely on Rickard's three-point shot? I mean, he was shooting it well in warm-ups. I've been watching him all the whole time.
Oxford coming in after a four-point overtime victory over your Edmiston Panthers.
Oh.
In a non-leaguer last week. So that was a 68-64 ball game, and was really a good test for both those teams. So that was fun.
And Edmiston's maybe one of the best teams in Class D, right? It's probably right now between them and Margaretville.
Yes. Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying that either one of those teams can win the section. So, you know, Class C school goes down and plays Class D. It doesn't look overly that great, but Edmiston's a good team, probably one of the best in the section in Class D.
We're going to take a break here for the national anthem and the starting lineups. When we come back, Sydney boys hosting Oxford tonight here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Game day at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, comes with a special Sunday playbook menu. Enjoy the Blitz Burger topped with chili cheese and jalapeno, or the pizza and wing combo. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. They'll love the Sunday playbook menu items like mac and cheese bites, the barbecue rib sandwich, and the Southwestern chicken salad. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wishes all local teams a fantastic season. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, will see you on game day.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show live here in Sydney as we have the Sydney boys hosting Oxford in a MAC boys basketball clash tonight. First, for the Oxford boys, starting lineups for Tim Davis. He is the athletic director. He coached for many years, took some time away, but Coach Davis is back now at the helm. They start with junior number 3, Richard Hunter, senior number 11, Donovan Rickard, a sophomore number 12, Benjamin Sheridan, a senior number 21, Jared Sheridan, and a senior number 30, Sam Hendricks. On the other side for Sydney, a new head coach, Derek Echeverria. They start with number 2, a junior, Aiden O'Connor. They start with a senior number 10, Connor Vandersamen, a junior number 11, Jack Langstaff, a senior number 22, Austin Felzak, and a junior number 50, Jesse Newell. So we are set to go here. Actually, no, I'm sorry. We have one change there. Deion Taylor is in tonight, the junior number 14. He was injured for the last couple of games. I have seen that he's been getting some limited minutes, but tonight gets the start. So awesome job to see Deion back on the floor after a little bit of a knee injury there a couple of weeks ago. He'd win the tip, and Sydney's got it. Dylan Easton will go to Vandersamen. They'll swing to the corner, and they go to O'Connor there, and it was taken away by Oxford. Blackhawks will bring it down the floor on the left side. So the Blackhawks are in the black uniforms with the red and the white trim. Says Oxford in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. Sydney in the home whites, the maroon trim and the gray trim. Says Sydney in maroon lettering across the front of the chest there. Blackhawks have it left side. 15 on the shot clock. They try to go to Rickard on the inside, and Easton knocks it away. And if Dylan Easton is guarding Donovan Rickard here for Oxford, I think that could be another great matchup. We talked about who would guard Donovan Rickard. Would it be Vandersamen? Easton's just as quick.
Just first thing I noticed, Vandersamen is not guarding him. They are playing man-to-man, though.
Rickard into the paint, kicks one out. A three here on the left side for Ben Sheridan is no good. On the rebound, out of bounds, it's going to go back to Sydney. Last touch by Oxford. And so Sydney in the backcourt will bring it up for the first time, second time tonight, I should say, with Aiden O'Connor. Across the big Sydney S into the corner. Here for Taylor. Tried to go for Hartwell, who's into the game. That's knocked away. Long pass ahead for Rickard. He couldn't save it. And both these teams still feeling each other out here, but no score with a minute gone.
So two different type of defenses right off the bat. You have Oxford playing a 2-3 zone, and you have Sydney coming out in man-to-man.
So back down the floor here for Sydney Sabres, again in the white with the maroon and gray trim. Vandersamen in the corner, a three for Connor. In and out, rebound for Deion Taylor. Pump fakes, puts it up. He's blocked by Oxford, but it goes to O'Connor here for Sydney. He tries to dish it off, and it's intercepted by the Blackhawks, and they'll take it away. Now back down the floor here for Oxford with Ben Sheridan. Dishes one off for Sam Hendricks. Takes it inside. Rickard, right corner, three on the dish, and it's good here for Donovan Rickard.
He was shooting those corner shots all warm-ups, and he hits his first shot. Beautiful, beautiful shot by Rickard.
Yeah, good release, good spin on that ball, and it gets Oxford a 3-0 lead. Here's Vandersamen, a little step back, and that one hits the rim twice but won't go down. Rebound for Oxford. So far that size advantage is certainly helping on the inside. Here's Richard Hunter down the floor. He gets tapped there by Vandersamen, so an early foul on Connor. Oxford leads 3-0, 6:10 to go first quarter.
If there is an Achilles heel that I've seen over the years of Vandersamen, he can get in foul trouble. He will reach a little bit, kind of gets in the way, gets some blocking fouls. He's got to watch it. He's kind of the offense for Sydney.
He's always looking for that steal, and sometimes I think that can bite you. Oxford with the ball again, going left to right. On the baseline drive here, Oxford flipping it around the world. They go to Hendricks. He's into the paint. Kicks one back out. Rickard left side. Rickard will go to Hunter. Top of the arc. Hunter to the right side here for the Blackhawks. Little step through. Tosses it up. It's too strong. Rebound off the glass to Vandersamen. Shot out of a cannon down the right side of the floor. Stops, puts the brakes on, and they'll set the offense. They go inside for Deion Taylor. A little scoop up and under. Missed it. And still very good defense by Oxford here. They're back down the floor on the right side. 3-0 lead. Trying to make it 5 with Rickard off a great dish there from Jared Sheridan. He's got it. Rickard's got 5 points. Oxford leads 5-0. Timeout Sydney. Coach Echeverria has seen enough of that. We'll take a break. Oxford 5, Sydney nothing. 5.5 to go first quarter on CDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have 3 accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit Shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. WCDO.
After a heated timeout for the Sabres, they come out of the timeout with the basketball. They go to the high post now for O'Connor. Backs his man down in the paint. Sidney with the ball. They go left side, kick out. Dylan Easton, a three again. Hit the rim twice. No. Deion Taylor puts up the rebound. Lost control of it. Both teams scrambling for it on the floor. Sidney comes out of there with it. Hartwell at the right elbow. Gets tied up. We're going to have a jump ball. That's going back to Oxford.
One thing that's really interesting at Sidney is they get the ball into the paint, and then they almost hold it too long, and Oxford just collapsed on them. It's probably been three or four possessions where they lost the ball in the paint, underneath the basket, and just horrible decisions. They have to spread out and move the ball a little bit better. Here's some full-court press from Sidney.
So the Sabres go to the full-court press, and Oxford throws it away. That almost came into the broadcast booth here over the scorer's table. So Sidney will get it back with 5 minutes to go first quarter. Oxford boys on the road leading 5-0.
The spacing for the Sidney Sabres have just not really been that great so far 3 minutes into the game. They need to spread out and get some more spacing against the zone.
O'Connor on the left side to the left baseline, or the left low block, I should say. Lost it. Tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Richard Hunter there of Oxford.
Again, he dribbles down to the block. He has nowhere to go. He stops his dribble. Two Oxford guys collapse. I mean, he's lucky that wasn't a jump ball right there.
Sidney on the baseline. They get it into Deion Taylor. His layup is short. Hartwell with a rebound, tied up. And the arrow this time is going to keep it with the Sabres. It's not for lack of effort here, but Sidney just not finding a way to cash in yet so far. Sidney on the baseline. Dylan Easton will float it up. Goes to Vandersamen. Into the paint. Vandersamen. Little Dr. J finger roll as he was falling down. Didn't have enough air underneath it. Rebound Oxford. Back down the floor. Jumper is up and good here for Jared Sheridan. It's a 7-0 lead for Oxford.
The size advantage is just too much right now for Sidney. They got to figure something else out.
Vandersamen zips the pass down low. Finds Hartwell, who's hammered on the left low block. And Sidney will go to the line here. Hartwell was fouled. And they'll try to break this early scoring drought. 4.5 to go first quarter. Oxford boys lead 7-0 over Sidney.
And that's what I'm talking about with Vandersamen. That is a pass that nobody else really makes in this area. And nobody was surprised in the gym. Like, if you do that in any other gym in the MAC, people go crazy, go, ooh, wow, right? But no one got surprised when Vandersamen made that pass right there. It was a beautiful, beautiful pass.
Hartwell goes 1 out of 2 at the line. So it's Oxford 7, Sidney 1. They try the home run ball ahead for Rickard. But again, that's the second time they've tried it. And just too much air underneath, and it was flying down the floor and out of bounds. They must have seen something on tape or whatever to try to leak out like that, but they haven't connected yet. Sidney trying to find their groove. You can't dig too much of a hole here against the high-quality Oxford team. And they go to O'Connor, right side. Three ball, got it, a line drive shot.
His foot was on the line, the worst shot in basketball. His foot was on line. It was a great call by the official. You don't hear that from me very often, saying it was a great call, but you can see it clear as day.
Oxford 7, Sidney 3 now. That was a two-point shot. Blackhawks passing down low on the baseline to Hendricks. To Rickard now, left side, as Oxford goes left to right. Rickard will pull it out and reset the offense here. 15 on the shot clock. Right side, three is off the mark for Ben Sheridan. The rebound, both teams scrambling for it. Last touch by Oxford. It's going to go to Sidney.
The one thing I have noticed is Oxford does seem to struggle a little bit against the full court press. I'm wondering if Sidney's going to kind of sub in more and more and try to keep this press on. But you got to score to keep the press on, right? You can't press after a miss.
Jesse Newell's into the game now for Sidney. He's played some nice minutes off the bench over the last few games. A traveling violation on the Sabres on Deion Taylor. It's going to go back to Oxford with 3.5 to go first quarter.
That was a little bit of a late call. It was a right call, but a little bit of a late call, but Sidney wanted a foul. But the foul was actually after the travel.
7-3, Oxford boys leading Sidney here in the first quarter on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull, and now Oxford with a little over and back here, and both teams kind of sloppy over the last minute or two, I would say.
Oxford is really, really, we're going to call a timeout here, but Oxford is struggling with that press. probably something they're going to talk about in the timeout here.
Oxford boys lead 7-3. About 3.5 to go, first quarter. Pep Band's out in full force tonight here in Sydney. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi. I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Sydney boys with the basketball going right to left. They trail 7-3 in this first quarter against Oxford here at Sydney High School tonight. And here is Vander Sommet. We'll dish one off here for Dylan Easton. A pull-up from the right elbow, and he's got it. And Sydney's back in this game. It's Oxford 7, Sydney 5, 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Rickard on the baseline, had it taken away by Vander Sommet. He puts it up and in. Vander Sommet with his first points, and he just snuck right in there on defense, stole it, and had the layup, and we're tied at 7. Here's Rickard at midcourt, and Oxford is really struggling with this press. They finally beat it with Richard Hunter here. Tosses up the right-handed layup, it's no good. Oxford with a Sydney with a rebound, whoever we are here. And Vander Sommet is fouled as he goes in for the layup. Where did Norwich come from in my head there?
We were talking about Norwich after the break. The one thing I'm surprised Oxford is not doing is they're holding the ball a little bit too long, and everybody's going to the ball underneath the basket. I don't know why they don't spread it out a little bit. Get the hand into one of your best ball handlers, whether it's Rickard or another guard, but it seems like everybody's going to the ball, and it's kind of cluttering up space, and it's very chaotic right now for the Blackhawks.
This sends Vander Sommet to the line. Puts it up and in. This gives Sydney a tie ball game here.
When you bring everybody in a press like that underneath the basket, you let a good player like Vander Sommet guard like three guys. He doesn't have to do anything. Gets a steal and gets a couple easy buckets.
Second shot for Connor at the line. It's good. And Vander Sommet has 4 points. And Sydney has their first lead at 9-7 now with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. And the press comes up with some good defense again, knocks it out of bounds. This time it will stay with Oxford right in front of the scorer's table.
I love the coach from Sydney. He's all into it, getting his guys going, yelling at them, get them going. They're high-fiving one another. You got to love the excitement here.
Yeah, Coach E brings the energy, and he was the same way in the JV game today. He was sitting, but just a good energy guy, pumps the guys up. It's all positive. I really liked what he's done so far this season. Off the bench, here's Gordon Smith from downtown for Oxford. Kind of breaks their little scoring drought. Oxford boys lead 10-9 with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. The freshman off the bench there for Oxford. Easton to the high post for Deion Taylor down low. He's rejected there by Nick Dodds-Wheat for Oxford. Out of bounds it goes. Dodds-White, excuse me.
They really struggle in the half-court offense right now against Oxford's 2-3 zone. Really, most of Sydney's points have come in transition or against this press. So this is not a bad thing for Sydney as long as they keep the press on and going here.
Rickard across midcourt. They break the pressure. Oxford going left to right. They're in the black with red and white trim. Dodds-White into the corner. We'll dish one back off for Benjamin Sheridan. For Rickard, Oxford has it. Rickard back to Sheridan. Pull-up jumper for him. Off the right side of the rim. Out of bounds. Going back to Sydney. Capped off the hands there. Underneath of Sam Hendricks, who was fighting for the rebound. 1:45 to go, first quarter. It's Oxford boys leading 10-9 over Sydney here at Sydney High School. MAC League contest tonight. Dylan Easton to Vander Sommet. In the paint, little up and under. How do you even get that off? Just missed it off the front of the rim. Rebound for Oxford. Rickard streaks down the left side. Blackhawks have it. Gordon Smith trapped in the corner. Trying to work his way out of there. Gets tied up. We got a reach-in foul here on Aiden O'Connor in the meantime.
That's not a foul you want to give there in the corner so far away. He was in trouble looking for a jump ball there, but got him on the arm. Just a bad foul in the corner, kind of bailed out Oxford. It's one of those bailout fouls.
Yeah, they had him, and he really had nowhere to go. And so a 1:25 to go here in the first quarter. Oxford boys leading 10-9. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight here on WCDO. And WCDOsports.com, our web stream, is brought to you by SFCU. A pass inside for Dodds White, and he is fouled on the right low block there by Jesse Newell.
Fouls are adding up a little bit now for Sydney. That's the fourth or third foul. I thought it was the fourth.
Yeah, 1:17 to go here. First quarter. Oxford with the ball underneath the hoop on the baseline, right side. They'll feed one in. Smith pump fakes. Goes in for two. Left it a little short. Rebound, Deion Taylor. It's tied up, but Taylor comes out of there, and Sydney has the ball. Back down the floor for Dylan Easton. Finds Vandersamen. NBA range three is nothing but net for Vandersamen. 7 of the 12 Sydney points coming from Connor Vandersamen, and they lead 12-10 over Oxford with 50 seconds to go first quarter. Cross midcourt now. Oxford with it. Blackhawks going left to right, looking for Rickard on the left low block, and looks like he just got it to Dodds White, who stepped on the baseline. It's going back to Sydney. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sydney was down 7-0, but they really got out of that hole pretty quick. Cross midcourt now. This is Grady Loeffler, who's into the ball game. Finds Dylan Easton. Sydney going right to left. Down low, right low block is good. The pass from Easton to Jesse Newell, and he finishes.
So beautiful pass by Easton. They spread the court out a little bit more, created a passing lane, and an easy layup.
Sydney 14, Oxford 10. Ball tipped out by Dylan Easton. It'll stay with Oxford going left to right.
Both team playing pretty good defense, right? You have Oxford, you know, in their zone, but you have Sydney kind of playing a little bit more of an aggressive man-to-man, and Oxford trying to, you know, get, you know, tough getting the ball inbounds a lot. It's creating some opportunities for Sydney.
Rickard with the ball, right side, finds Smith. Back out to Rickard. 10 seconds left, first quarter. Rickard is being just shadowed here by Dylan Easton. Very good defense. The pass down low. We got a traveling violation on Oxford, and Coach Echeverria likes that. Hard work by his Sabres on D.
So it's really interesting here. Now, Vandersamen hasn't had the ball in his hands bringing up the court, but he's going to have it now, I would imagine.
Here we go.
4.6. This is his type of play here.
Yeah, 4.6 seconds left, first quarter. If he can get it, and Rickard's right in his shorts. Vandersamen comes off the screen, glances at the clock, stops, pops a three at the buzzer. It's good. Vandersamen makes them pay. 10 for Connor in the first quarter. And Sydney leads 17-10. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowner's insurance needs.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Start of the second quarter. Oxford with a quick layup by Nick Dodds White makes it 17-12. So the Sydney boys lead Oxford 17-12 here in Sydney with 30 seconds gone in the second quarter.
What you had was Sydney got down by 7, and then by the end of the first quarter, really because of all of Vandersamen, they got up by 7 points.
Steal here, and Sydney has it back. They go to Deion Taylor. Wants to take it right to the hoop, and his layup won't go. Rolled off the front of the rim. Oxford trying to run. Ahead for Richard Hunter, and he's fouled. The layup won't go as he went in on the left wing side, and he'll go to the line. 7:12 to go, second quarter. It is Sydney boys leading Oxford 17-12.
We said at the beginning of the game this is going to be kind of up and down, and it has been that way, especially here in the first minute here in the second half, just kind of going very, very quickly.
Yeah, second quarter action As Hunter to the line. No, it's all good. First shot won't go. Second one coming.
Been watching too much football. I'm sorry. Second half.
Hey, it's that time of year for some good college football. 17-12 our score. And Hunter to the line. His second shot hits the rim twice, and he's got the shooter's touch, and it goes. That'll make it 17-13 with 7:12 to go here in the second quarter. And Coach E is just saying to these guys, hey, we got a nice little lead. Now we're giving it back to him. We can't do that. Dylan Easton on the right side. Goes to Vandersomen. Pops up a three, and it's good for Vandersomen. He's hot right now.
How do you lose him? I just don't understand. Everybody knows he's the man on the court. Go guard him.
Three threes for Vandersomen here in the first half, and it's 20-13. 6:45 to go second quarter. Sydney Boys, thanks to Connor, on top. Here's a little floater in the paint, nicely done by Sam Hendricks for Oxford. Makes it 20-15.
I like how Vandersomen doesn't have the ball coming up. It's keeping them, you know, energized. You can move without the ball and get open for shots.
Now another steal by Oxford, and they try that leak out to Gordon Smith. Deion Taylor, though, steals it back. Great job to get back there by Taylor. Dishes one off for Dylan Easton. His layup won't go. Gets his own layup, puts it up, and foul's going to be on the floor. No, he traveled. And so the fast pace continues, but that time Sydney can't cash in. I'm Nate Lowe, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. Thanks for listening tonight as well on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. Sydney boys up by 5, 20-15. And now here's Oxford taking it in for a layup there with Gordon Smith, tied up. Can't get it to go, and a rebound for Sydney. And back the other way, they find Nick Hartwell, and his layup all rolls off the front of the rim. And we got a foul on Hartwell. It's going back the other way with Oxford.
That's the old classic frustration foul, right? You miss a kind of a gimme, and then you go after your own rebound after frustration, and you just hit the other guy. Tough play by Hartwell there.
5:55 to go in the second quarter. Sydney still coming with that full court pressure. A steal by Vandersomen, but it's going to be a reach-in. That's number two on Vandersomen. So what do you do here if you're Coach E? Do you roll the dice with Vandersomen? Looks like he's not going to the bench.
It's really interesting, right, because they're pressing and he's going to be in a lot more of the action. You can't hide him in a press. So yeah, I guess they're going to run with him here.
Back the other way for Rickard, right into the teeth of the defense. Might have gotten away with a travel, but dishes it to Jared Sheridan, who scores. And it's a three-point game, Sydney leading 20-17. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Sydney going to the bench. Jesse Newell will come in, but who's he going for? Deion Taylor, his pass was intercepted by Rickard. Off to the races. Rickard with a wide-open, nice pass through the teeth of the defense there for Sheridan, who scores, and Sydney wants to take a timeout. Oxford with a little 6-0 run. They're back to within one. It's Sydney boys leading 20-19 over Oxford. 5:23 to go second quarter on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
5:15 to go in the second quarter. Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull. Rich Turnbull is with me. Another steal for Oxford out of the timeout. Not what Sydney drew up there, I'm sure. They go to Gordon Smith in the right corner. Left it just a little short. And Sydney with the rebound, and they'll look to kind of break this cold streak that they're on. They find Jesse Newell underneath for Deion Taylor. Puts it up, and no, it rolls out. Went all the way around the rim, but would not flush. Back the other way here for Oxford. They go to the interior. Gordon Smith, the freshman off the glass with the kiss, and it's good.
Taylor has done everything right for Sydney this tonight. Getting to the basket, just can't get a lot of those to go. He's got to keep doing what he's doing because it opens it up for Vandersalmen.
So Oxford boys retake the lead 21-20 over Sydney with 4:20 to go here in the second quarter. Jesse Newell with the ball, tries to swing one over to the left side as he was falling down, threw it out of bounds, and back to Oxford. And Oxford's really turned up the heat on D here.
And I'm not sure how that one wasn't a foul because he threw it away when about three guys were draped on him. But it's been a game of runs so far, right? You had Oxford with the first run, and then you have Sydney with the big run to get back, and now Oxford's going on theirs right now.
So here is Rickard in the backcourt, comes across the Sydney S. Oxford's in the black with the red trim. Sydney's in the white with the maroon. Little give and go. Gordon Smith, pull-up jumper, hit the rim twice, wouldn't go. Rebound Sydney. Vandersalmen left side, feeds it through. Dylan Easton, little three-man weave. Lost control of it and went flying out of bounds there. Last touch by Oxford. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, and Oxford boys lead 21-20 here over Sydney. On the baseline, Sabres look to get it in. They find Vandersalmen, who's got a game-high 13, including three threes so far here tonight for Sydney. We got a foul in the corner, that right-wing side, on Oxford. This has been a game of runs, like you were saying, Rich. Every time it feels like one team's going to pull away, the other team seems to have an answer. That's what we were hoping for tonight, too.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's really haven't changed much defense. It's kind of been the same flow the entire game. So maybe it's going to be who goes on the run the last.
Vandersalmen down low. Could not get his pass there to O'Connor. It got knocked away, and Oxford will get it back. O'Connor thought he got fouled after that pass from Vandersalmen. Refs say no. And Oxford's going to try to beat the pressure here. They'll come across midcourt with Ben Sheridan. Sheridan into the paint. Leaves one for Hendricks. Dishing one off. Gordon Smith straightaway three, and he's got it. And Smith's up to a team-high 8 points here for Oxford off the bench.
Smith off the bench definitely shoots with confidence. He's got a good-looking shot on him.
3.5 to go in the second quarter, 24-20. Oxford boys back on top. Smith, a heck of a runner for the Oxford track team.
He does look like
a
runner.
Yeah, looks like
a
runner.
He's got that runner look to him.
Great two-miler. And was doing that just as an eighth grader last year up on the varsity team. Vandersalmen in the corner. Little dish off. Got stuck in a tough spot. It was last touch there by the Blackhawks, so it'll stay with the Sydney Sabres.
They've really struggled in that short corner to the block area. Sydney getting the ball down there. They just can't do much with it once they get it there.
Taylor on the inbounds. A little 10-foot jumper won't go. Home run pass to Rickard. And again, he ran out of room. They've thrown that pass many times to Rickard, but almost all of them have been too far out in front. Went out of bounds. It was last touch by Sydney. Austin Felzak's into the game now, who's gotten a couple of starts this year. Good piece off the bench here for Sydney. 3:15 to go in the second quarter. Rickard into the paint, tries to go back to Smith, left side. Smith guarded by Vandersalmen. Smith gets around him, but Vandersalmen picks his pocket 2-on-1 if he can hurry. Vandersalmen to the hoop, and it's blocked there. And Ben Sheridan said not so fast and blocked it out of bounds.
Vandersalmen taking it to the land of the trees. The two guys around him, kind of surprised he didn't pass that off. He kind of dishes it a little bit behind him. There's a guy trailing for an easy layup there.
Oxford boys lead 24-20. 3 minutes to go, second quarter. And a steal on the inbounds. And Vandersalmen might have just picked up number three. Smith stole it and was trying to pass it ahead to Rickard, but it is a foul by Vandersalmen. His third. He's going to have to sit now.
Yeah, you have to bring him out now, especially with his style of play, and you want to keep on pressing. You have to take him out. This is the where you're going to watch it now. They're down by four. Vandersalmen's probably going to come out for the rest of the half. You probably, if you're Sydney, you want to keep it to single digits here.
Grady Loeffler and Vandersalmen to the bench. Rickard to the right side. And Rickard looking for some options. Blackhawks trying to take advantage here. And Rickard had a five-second call. Great defense there by Dylan Easton. Did not let him pass that. Rickard had nowhere to go.
Now, if you're Sydney, this is how you stay in the game. You just play good defense and keep it close so you can get Vandersalmen. You get Taylor back on the floor.
Dylan Easton across midcourt. Sydney trailing by four. Ball up to midcourt. Touched here by O'Connor. He tried to save it, but it went right to Oxford. Here's Gordon Smith, blocked by O'Connor, who steals it back. little game of hot potato right now. O'Connor steps in, finds Jesse Newell up and under, and he scores.
That's a great ball fake by Newell. Get the Oxford guy up in the air, and an easy basket under control. That's the key thing there. Got a good look under control.
Blackhawks lead 24-22. 2:15 to go, second quarter. Great Mac boys basketball game here tonight in Sydney. Oxford has it to Rickard. Left side. Thought about a shot, but didn't pull it. Goes to Smith. 15 on the shot clock. Back to the right side for Ben Sheridan. Sheridan into the paint. The floater is good for Sheridan.
Sheridan's definitely kind of, you know, become the star of the first half for Oxford. Heck with Rickard, right? You got Sheridan scoring the points.
That was Ben Sheridan there that got that. My apologies. Jared with 6 points. And Ben chipping in as well. Richard Hunter's going to check back in here with a minute 42 to go in the second quarter. Smith to the bench. Boy, what a great job by Gordon Smith. 8 points off the bench there in the first half.
If you're sitting here, you just want to get a stop. You almost might want to slow the game down and take more time off the clock, only being down by four. No harm, no foul so far with Vander Simon on the bench.
And here's Ben Sheridan again, taking it into the teeth of the defense. He scores, and Oxford now leads 28-22 with just under a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. O'Connor through the defense, finds Jesse Newell. He stepped out, though, trying to save that pass. It goes back to Oxford.
I just think Sydney's trying to go too fast. Now they're going to come back and play half-court defense instead of pressing. They're playing a little bit too fast with two of their main guys on the bench.
Coming up on a minute to go in the second quarter. Oxford leading 28-22 on the road here in Sydney. Rickard dishing one out, finds Sheridan. A straightaway three is off the right side of the rim. Richard Hunter with a rebound on the right low block. And they're going to say he pushed off, trying to get some space, and it'll go back to Sydney. With a minute to go in the second quarter. Big possession here, I feel like, Rich, for Sydney.
Yeah, you just want to get a good look, right? You're only down by six with a minute left. Just get a good look. They haven't had a great look in the half-court offense all day.
Easton on the right side. And it's Rickard with the steal for Oxford. Stepped right into the passing lane. Rickard, left side. Little hesitation. But this one off for Richard Hunter here, who steps in. Tried to go off the glass, and it won't go. Richard Hunter with the good dish there, but they can't make it work. Loeffler with the rebound. Sydney back the other way with 30 seconds left in the second quarter. Inside, Jesse Newell puts it up, and we got a foul on Oxford underneath. Believe this one is going to be on Kyle Benjamin.
Newell's done a pretty good job down low for Sydney just to get in a few good looks when, you know, you haven't had much in the half-court offense at all. These are two big foul shots here.
Yeah, Newell to the line, trying to keep this as close as they can for Sydney, and he hits the first one. Newell with 5 points off the bench.
Pure, nothing but net there. Looked real good.
Makes it 28-23. And the next one coming here for Newell at the line. And that one is good.
That one was not pure. That one was off the bank.
That one was, yeah, they all count. Makes it 28-24. Oxford boys up 5-4, 15 seconds to go before the halftime break. Oxford with the basketball. Here is Ben Sheridan directing traffic. Tries to pass one inside, finds Jared Sheridan on the right low block. He lost it. Couldn't hold on, and it's going to go back to Sydney with 7 seconds to go.
Now, this is where you want Vander Simon in the game. I'm wondering if the coach is thinking, oh, he's not going to put Vander Simon in the game, you know.
You can't risk it, right?
You can't risk it. I think I would. I don't know. You have to have faith in Vander Simon, your main guy with 7 seconds left. You're not gonna play defense. I don't know.
Sydney brings it in. They go to O'Connor. 4 seconds left. Finds Grady Loeffler inside Jesse Newell. The turnaround is too strong. Great first half here, and we hit the break with the score. The Oxford boys leading Sydney on the road 28-24. We'll be back in just a few minutes with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Mirabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. Call Mirabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. Again, halftime score, Oxford boys leading Sydney 28-24. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/career.
Happy to contribute to live Tri-Town Area High School Sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you here live on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. It's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. 28-24, Oxford boys ahead at the moment in this seesaw MAC battle between the Blackhawks and the Sabres. 13 points for Connor Vandersom, and he leads the way. 6 for Jesse Newell on the Sydney side. Pretty balanced for Oxford. Gordon Smith with 8 points. Jared Sheridan with 6. And Donovan Rickard with 5, the high scores so far for Oxford Academy.
A little bit better defense than I think we were expecting, right? A little bit lower scoring of a game. I would say Sydney, when they can get into their press, was pretty good. Getting a lot of steals. Most of their offense actually came off of the steals. Not a lot in the half-court offense for Sydney. And I would say that Oxford, when they get in that 2-3 zone, they extend it out to the white line, and they do a pretty good job. And they put a lot of pressure on their guards. So when the big guys, get it down low, they just kind of collapse on them. And, Oxford plays a pretty good zone. You don't see a lot of great zones in high school basketball around here, but I would say this is one of the better ones I've seen.
What do you do with Vandersom and 3 fouls? Of course, you can start him to start the second half, but, boy, do you have to say something to him in the locker room like, hey, you got to play as clean as possible here, especially in this third quarter. You cannot afford to pick up a cheap fourth.
I mean, we said it when we first started. It's kind of his Achilles heel. It seems like every game I either hear about or any game I watch of him, he's in foul trouble. I think it's just the style of play that it's his game, right? And especially when Sydney's pressing and he's on the top of the press, right? He's the one that's guarding the ball. He's going to get a little bit more fouls. It's kind of, almost an expectation at this point. So do you maybe, if you're the coach, do you put him in a different spot in the press, or you take the press off or try to do some other things? I think that that's just the way you play, and I don't know if you could take the press off because they might just beat you up down low with the bigs of Oxford. So I think it's a style of play question, and I think it's tough. I probably would maybe move him in the press, but I'm not sure where, though.
Yeah, it's tough, and at some point he's just going to have to really be locked in and say, okay, I got to be smart so I can stay in this ball game.
It's just his style of game. It's the it's the Jason Williams style of game that we talk about. It's just he's flashy. He's going for the steal all the time. He plays hard. He plays really, really hard.
On a side note for you Sydney fans, new episode today of the Nate Lull Podcast, episode 280, with Sydney senior Carson Strauss. He's a three-sport athlete here. He runs cross-country, indoor track, and outdoor track. Had a great chance to sit down with Carson. He's also an Eagle Scout, so we talk about his Eagle Scout project that he completed down at Keith Clark Park this year. But he's having a really good year. He was just part of a relay team that broke a school record here in the sprint medley relay that's been a school record since 1997. And he's been through a lot of tough injuries. He broke his leg, Rich, during a cross-country race and finished the race. This is how tough this kid is. So it was great to talk with Carson. So make sure you listen to that interview.
Well, I got about a 30-minute drive home. Maybe I'll put it in. I want to definitely catch about the Eagle Scout project. I'm an Eagle Scout as well. And, everybody always asks what your Eagle project is. So that's kind of a no-brainer. But I want to hear the broken leg story now. Maybe we'll talk about that off the air.
Yeah, it's not like his leg broke in half and he dragged it across the finish line. Not to get too graphic, but he did. He broke his leg during a race and finished. And it's a remarkable story. Every time he seems to get to the top of the mountain, he gets kicked back down to the beginning again. He's had 3 or 4 really tough injuries in his career, but he's running probably the best he has right now. Went to States for cross country, and just a great young man. So if you're a Sydney fan, check that out. Carson Strauss, episode 280. You can find it on natelull.com, WCDOsports.com, or on any podcast app. Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, whatever you might use. So you could definitely check that out. Just wanted to make sure we mention that since we're doing a Sydney game here tonight. All right, Rich and I are going to take a quick break. 28-24, Oxford boys leading Sydney here at the half. It's our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report We'll be right back. Third quarter coming up on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull, and we are underway in the second half. Sydney with the ball. A look inside for Nick Hartwell, but he is rejected there by Ben Sheridan. And here we go to start the third quarter. This should be a great finish to this one.
Sydney systematically broke the zone apart, just broke it down, but just took a little bit too long to get that shot off. Needs to go a little quicker.
Sydney now going left to right on your radio dial. They find O'Connor for a straightaway three. Too much mustard on that, and a rebound for the Blackhawks off the miss. And here comes Richard Hunter as Oxford goes right to left now. They're in the black with the red and white trim. Sydney's in the white with the maroon and gray. Vandersamen got to be careful on that far side. He's going for a steal. He gets tied up on the floor. And what's the call going to be? Jump ball here.
First play, Vandersamen's involved, and he goes for a reach and goes for a steal. So I don't know how much talking was really going on in the locker room. I just think of a player like him, you just got to let him play, and you just got to take what you get with him. I just, that's the feeling I get.
I don't know if he can help himself, you know?
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. You say it better than me.
You wonder, you know, I've heard many a coach say, oh, I talked with him all at halftime, and then he picked up that foul right away. It's like he didn't even hear me. Hendricks with the ball back out to Rickard. Oxford has it back to Hendricks. Little give and go. His jumper off the back of the rim. Kept alive by the Blackhawks. Here's Rickard again in the paint. And Rickard has to shovel one back out. They pop one across the court. Oxford's got a fresh shot clock. They don't need to hurry after getting that rebound. Hunter into the teeth of the defense. Wanted a foul, but instead ball out of bounds. It will stay with Oxford.
You really think about the fouls. There hasn't been a lot of fouls called in this game. It's just really kind of been on Vandersamen. Just the referees have let them play, and it's been a, you know, kind of up and down. I wouldn't say it's overly physical, but not a lot of fouls.
Oxford with it. They go to Rickard, who's looking to get going. He averages 19.9 a game, but he's been a little quiet on the score sheet tonight. Rickard in the corner, right on cue for three, in and out, and a rebound here for Sydney. Here goes O'Connor. Coach Echeverria telling them to get moving. They want to run to Vandersamen in the paint, and he's fouled.
Rickard,
no, what they call
they
here?
They call the travel on Vandersamen.
Okay.
Rickard looks for that that corner shot. A lot of people, the good shooters, say that's one of the best shots because it's actually the shortest shot on the court. I never really liked the corner shot because I always like to kind of see the basket straight on, but he seems to like that corner shot.
Oxford has it in the right corner. Deion Taylor, though, got a piece of it, and it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Blackhawks. 6:25 to go third quarter. And Oxford still leads 28-24. We've yet to have a bucket here by either side in this third frame. Rickard into the paint. Nice dish off here for Sheridan. Wheels it around back to Hendricks. 15 on the shot clock. To Hunter, right side. Into the paint. Dishes one off. Sheridan in the corner for three. It's good. Jared Sheridan now with 9 points. That's a team best here for Oxford, and they lead 31-24. Blackhawks trying to get a nice Mack Road win here tonight against a tough Sydney squad. These two teams want to take a look at the Mack standings before this broadcast is over tonight. They're both right smack dab in the middle. Here's Vandersamen trying to dish it off for Taylor at the right low block. Puts it up. Too strong. Rebound for Hendricks. Ahead now for Rickard. Rickard pump fakes. Fishing one off for Sheridan. Back out Rickard. Step back three for Oxford. In and out again for Rickard. Rebound will stay with Oxford as it was out of bounds.
That was actually a really smart play by Rickard. He could have taken a bad layup off balance, but he gathered himself, made a good pass. Unfortunately, they missed the basket, but he goes back and takes a good shot, and they were able to keep the possession. It was a really, really smart play by Rickard.
Rickard to the top of the arc. Passes down low for Sheridan. Back to Rickard. He's trying to get his teammates involved here. Left side, Rickard into the paint. He just has no real estate here. Finds a way and somehow scores. Just when I thought he was out of room, he finds the bucket. He's got seven.
He dribbled around pretty much every player on Sydney's team that time.
Oxford with their biggest lead of the night here at 33-24 over Sydney. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Step back. Long two here for Vandersamen. Forced it a little bit. Missed it. Gets it back on a rebound. Vandersamen inside. No, missed the shot. They're going to say it was on the floor. The foul is on the Blackhawks.
That was probably the worst shot of the night by Vandersamen. Kind of forced it up there, but then he was able to get his own rebound, and now he's, you know, taking the bats and drew a foul.
4:55 to go in the third. Easton on the baseline looking to get it in. Has to loft one up here. Rickard makes a play on it, and it's a steal for Oxford. Ahead for Richard Hunter. Good job by Sydney to get back on defense, though, as that was Aiden O'Connor, who was just able to flick it out of bounds. I think they're actually going to say it was last touch by Oxford. And so it'll be back to Sydney ball. But they trail 33-24.
Oxford certainly has picked it up a notch on the defensive end, and Sydney's working for everything. And there's a great shot by Vandersamen. That's what you need to get going here. And cuts it to 6 points.
Another three for Vandersamen. He's got four on the night. First bucket of the second half for Sydney. Cuts the Oxford lead to 33-27 with 4.5 to go in the third. And then a steal went out of bounds, and the officials are going to say it's going to Sydney.
See, that was great defense by Vandersamen. He just moved his feet, made a tough passing lane, and, you know, created a turnover. He doesn't have to reach on every single time.
Sydney in the backcourt with Aiden O'Connor. Sydney trying to fight their way back into this game. O'Connor pulls up and hits for two.
Now, if O'Connor can do that, opens it up for Vandersamen, O'Connor can get to like 6-8 points. This will be a different game here for Sydney. They're now, maybe this is the Sydney run we're talking about. Oxford went on theirs. This could be Sydney's now.
Sheridan takes it inside, and he's fouled at the left low block on a little floater. And this will send Ben Sheridan to the line with coming up on 4 minutes to go in the third. A 33-29 lead for Oxford boys on the road here against Sydney. And this will send Ben Sheridan to the line. Really balanced scoring. You got Jared Sheridan with 9, Gordon Smith with 8, Rickard with 7. And now Ben Sheridan with 4, make it 5. Or did he miss that?
No, he made it.
He made it, okay. Sydney is doing that new thing, Rich, and I've seen a couple of schools do it. They wait until the whole foul shot sequence is over to put up the points. And he does go 2 out of 2. So now they'll put 2 up on the board.
I'm not going to tell you what I think of that.
They might hear us here at the
table.
Yeah,
we're a little too close.
35-29, Oxford on top. With 3:55 to go in the third. Now a steal by Oxford. Rickard is leaking out, and they try the home run pass to him, but it's a travel on Gordon Smith. He took one extra step. Good thing, too, because Vandersamen was right in the breadbasket.
You nailed it earlier in the game. Oxford must have saw something in the scouting tape because they leak out every single time.
Here's Vandersamen, and he takes it to the rim, and he's fouled. He is not afraid to go right into the land of the trees there. He's fouled, then we'll get to the line. Vandersamen with 16, looking to add to it here as he's averaging just over 25 points a game, third in the area right now. If you're looking for who is the leading scorers in the area as Vandersamen hits the first, you can find that on my website, natelull.com. Just click on the top scorers tab. We have it there for boys and girls. We update it every night. Second one is good for Vandersamen. He's got 18. And it's 35-31.
I would love to see Vandersamen play pickup basketball in the summer in some blacktop somewhere.
It's great.
Show up with the, you know, with the high socks and just say, I'm here to play with you guys. I mean, he's got to be one of those type of guys.
Got a story about that when we get a minute here. Remind me. I've told it before, but it's worth telling again. Oxford with the ball now. As this is Hendricks straight away. Gets tied up. Leaves one for Rickard. Rickard to the right side, a little step through, down low for Dodds-White, and had it blocked. Sydney comes out of there. Guess who? Vandersamen, the leak out, and he's fouled. Rickard chased him back and gave him the elbow. Missed the layup, but he's going to the line.
That was a smart basketball play by Vandersamen. He leaked out. He could have easily made it, taken a bad shot, but he gathered himself, gave, and he basically had some body control and drew the foul, and, you know, he's going to get the easy two here.
Vander Salmon to the line. First one is good. He's got 19. I'm at the Ithaca Gus Macker two or 3 years ago. There's Vander Salmon, who at the time would have been like a freshman or sophomore, playing in like the old man division with a bunch of 40 and 50-year-olds. 20 points here for Vander Salmon. I said, what are you doing? He goes, anywhere I can get a run in. They asked me, it's my AAU coach, he asked me to play, I'm here. And it was great. I sat there and watched a bunch of his games. Doesn't matter if he's playing old men or not.
One of my favorite movies as a kid was White Men Can't Jump.
Oh, yeah.
And he reminds me of a guy that would be in that video, in that movie. He should have been a character. He reminds me of a 90s blacktop player.
3 minutes to go, third quarter. Oxford with a travel. They give it back to Sydney. So it's a two-point game, and is it going to be a tie game? No. Jesse Newell with the little jumper there, and it got stuck between the glass and the rim. So it's going back to Oxford.
So this is not bad for Sydney, right? They get to set up their press, and we get to see where Vander Salmon is. Vander Salmon, oh, no, they get the ball because it's a jump ball. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes, sorry, jump ball. Arrow does keep it with Sydney. They trail by two. So they've carved right back into it here with 2:50 to go in the third quarter. O'Connor on the right side. Feeds it into Newell. Little give and go. A steal, though, by Smith. No, another jump ball. This time the Arrows gives it back to the Blackhawks.
Oxford does a really good job of giving the perception that pass is open and the guys down low are open as well. And they collapse really well. And they get the big men for Oxford are actually pretty quick.
2:40 to go here, third quarter, a two-point game. Rickard pulls up and can't get it. Sydney trailing by two. They tried the long pass to Vander Salmon. It got through everybody, and Vander Salmon couldn't catch it out of bounds back to Oxford. Boy, both teams, and we talked about it pregame, they're just looking to run. They are willing to throw a couple passes away every game to try to leak out like that. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. That's their philosophy. And now we got an off-the-ball foul on Oxford as O'Connor got tied up with Ben Sheridan, and they call it on Sheridan.
And the referee was right there. It was far away from you and I, Nate, but the referee was there, so we didn't really see what happened, but he definitely went to the ground hard.
2:20 to go in the third. Oxford boys lead 35-33 here on CDO. O'Connor for Sydney tried to go right to the hoop, and he just lost it. Out of bounds it goes, and back to Oxford. Nick Hartwell's going to check in. Newell to the bench.
Newell's done a pretty good job today for Sydney, just getting, you know, doing the little things, getting a few points, kind of getting in the right spots, taking the good shots, opening it up for the guards.
Yeah, it's been a nice night for him off the bench. Oxford with it now, going right to left. They're in the black with the red and white trim. Rickard in the corner. Dishes one back out to Smith. Running out of room over there. They finally get rebalanced. They go to Sheridan. Left side. Little spin move. Lost it. It's going to stay with the Blackhawks, though. It was tipped out of his hands. 1:50 to go here in the third. It's 35-33. Oxford boys up by two.
13 seconds on the shot clock here.
Blackhawks get it into Rickard. Backs it out. 10 on the shot clock. Stolen by Hartwell. The big fella with the steal. Sydney going left to right. Vander Salmon, NBA range. Three, bang for Vander Salmon. 23, five threes now for Vander Salmon.
Like they say in NBA Jam, he's heating up.
And Oxford now trailing 36-35, and we got a foul on Hartwell on the left low block. Good thing for Oxford because Sheridan was in a world of trouble down there. Boy, Sydney was down by nine at one point here in the third, and now they have a one-point lead.
It's the game of runs, Nate. It's the game of runs, and here we are in the midst of Sydney's.
Oxford will get it in to Dodds-White, to Rickard. Can he hit the three? Yes! A swish for Donovan Rickard, and he's got 10.
This is when the players come to play. This is your time.
38-36, Vander Salmon from Masonville, but this time he misses. And off the rebound. And a steal right back, though, by Sydney. Oxford had it, but it was stolen by O'Connor for Vander Salmon. Inside. Blocked by Dodds-White, though. And Oxford gets it back. The seesaw continues. Down the right side of the floor. Oxford with the ball. They go to Rickard. To Sheridan now. And he was fouled on the floor at the left low block, it looks like, with 55 ticks left third quarter. And Oxford, after that three by Rickard, they lead 38-36.
coach from Sydney did not like that shot. He's telling Vander Samen, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, Masonville is not in your range.
That was out there. That was near the volleyball line out there. Dodds White for Oxford. Getting it in. Sheridan, a right side three, way too strong. A little hot sauce on that, and a rebound for Hartwell of Sydney. O'Connor, left side, feeding it in. Finds Dylan Easton. Lost control of it. Manages to kick it out. Deion Taylor. His shot's off the back of the rim. And both teams tipping it. O'Connor comes up with it on the rebound with 29 seconds left. And a timeout's going to be taken by Sydney. 38-36. Oxford boys up by two. Late third quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, here we go. 29 seconds to go, third quarter. And the Oxford boys lead Sydney 38-36. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. Glad to have you along for High School Boys Hoops tonight on WCDO. Another good night. A little cold out there again, so maybe you decided to stay in, watch the video stream, listen to us. Good night for some high school hoops, though. Oxford with the steal on the inbounds. No, Rickard just got a piece of it. But Sydney will remain with possession here.
You always kind of wonder what to talk about at timeouts when they can't get the ball in cleanly. Like, what play are we working on there?
Easton will find Vander Samen. That got in nice and clean. They go to O'Connor in the right corner. Looking for some options. Back out to Vander Samen. Boy, he thought about pulling that, and he was way out there. Vander Samen now steps in, and he traveled. With 15 seconds left here, third quarter.
The Oxford bench called that. I'm not really sure. It looked like he kept his pivot foot, but no one is really complaining on the city side, so maybe he did travel, but Oxford certainly wanted that travel.
Coming up on 10 seconds left, Gordon Smith, third quarter. Inside, Oxford with the ball. Dodds White pushing around inside, and he's fouled with 6 seconds left. Fouls on Hartwell. And Nick Dodds-White off the bench is going to go to the line. Another big guy option that Coach Tim Davis can bring in.
That's not a horrible foul. You don't want to give up an easy layup there. Hartwell doesn't think it's a foul, but it's not a horrific foul. Make the guy make the foul shots here.
Thought it was a nice move, too, by Dodds-White, and he hits the shot at the line.
Now it becomes a bad foul because he made the shot.
39-36, Oxford on top. And again, it goes back and forth. This should be a whale of a finish here. Second one coming for Dodds-White. At the line, it's good. Big buckets there.
Vander Samen time. Here we go.
Cross midcourt, Vander Samen, right side, steps back, has to force the three, and this one won't go. End of the third quarter. It's Oxford boys leading Sydney 40-36. Don't turn that dial. Fourth quarter coming up. Mac boys basketball tonight here on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Rickard with a steal, and he can't make a breakaway layup here. Gets the ball back, a three in the corner for Oxford. That's short as we start the fourth quarter with a bang. And now we got a tie-up and a foul here on Oxford. Gordon Smith with the reach-in.
Rickard frustrated with himself. He misses an easy layup, and then he goes and takes a, you know, a three-pointer in the corner we've talked about. It didn't really look good at all. It was a very frustrating shot there for Rickard. He's got to keep his composure here, or it could get away from him.
Start of the fourth. It's 40-36, Oxford boys leading Sydney. A Mac boys basketball contest here tonight on CDO. Deion Taylor again on the inside, can't get the shot to go. Rickard leaks out, Oxford with the rebound, and Rickard's able to lay it up and in.
Good basket for Rickard. He needed that one to get back into the game mentally for himself.
42-36, and that's worked when they've been able to connect with him. Here's Hartwell at the high post to the right low block. He's double-teamed. Hartwell traveled. He had nowhere to go, and he tried to step through a double team and travel.
If you're Sydney, you know, Vandersamen's only got three fouls. He didn't pick one up there, so maybe you put that press back on.
Here's Gordon Smith inside the floater. It won't go. Hartwell with a big rebound for Sydney. Smith got it back, finds Rickard, and he scores. What a hustle play there by Smith.
Smith with a great play, and Rickard gets the bucket because of it.
Rickard cashes in, and Oxford's got that lead again, 44-36. Vandersamen tries to force from the left elbow. No, Hartwell with the rebound, and he's fouled. Every time Sydney has been in this position, down 6, 8, 9 points, they've found a way back, but how many times can you do that?
My guess is after these foul shots, you get in your press, and you try to create offense with good defense. That's what they've been doing for pretty much the entire game.
Remember that. Vandersamen's been playing in this second half with those three fouls. Hasn't picked up a fourth yet. Hartwell at the line. He hits the first. He has 2 points so far tonight. It's 44-37 right now. Second shot coming for Hartwell. And his shot is no good. Hit the rim twice. So it's 44-37. Oxford with a rebound to Gordon Smith. Big minutes off the bench for the freshman. Finds Hendricks. At the top of the arc, dishes one right in the breadbasket to Rickard. Leaving it off for Sheridan. And Ben Sheridan back to Rickard. They've really made him work for it tonight. Inside, Hendricks. Little baby hook is good. Strong move by Hendricks.
A great, great baby hook by Hendricks. Beautiful looking shot.
46-37. Sydney trying to answer. Oxford is on top. Vandersamen gets a rebound underneath and scores. That was a gutsy play.
He read that rebound well and got the easy two. They needed that one. Down by seven with six left.
Vandersamen right on his season average with 25 tonight. 6 minutes to go in the fourth. Still a lot of time. Vandersamen with a steal. Took it away from Smith. Vandersamen inside and no foul. Cannot get the layup. Dylan Easton cleans up the mess but can't hit the rebound shot. Oxford coming the other way. Rickard a rebound. Ahead for Gordon Smith and he finishes.
Great look by Rickard. He plays very composed. He's doing a lot of the right things right now for the Blackhawks.
48-39. And just when it looked like Sydney was going to go on another run, Oxford with another steal and a bucket there. So they lead 48-39. Sydney has it. They go to Vandersamen, left side. Scoops it over the top of the defense here for Easton. Dump off for Felczak. One-handed backdoor pass finds Hartwell, and he finishes.
Beautiful left-handed pass to Hartwell. They needed that one. Down by seven here.
Great pass by Felczak. 5:10 to go in the fourth. Oxford clinging to a 48-41 lead. Sheridan at the left side here as they go right to left. Finds Hendricks. Oxford with it. Zipping one to Smith. Straightaway three for Oxford. In and out. Rebound, both teams fighting for it, and Hendricks comes up with it, and he scores, and Oxford will take a timeout.
Hendricks has had two big buckets for Oxford in the last minute, and, you know, the baby hook and that nice rebound and putback, big play for the Blackhawks.
Oxford 50, Sydney 41, just under 5 minutes to go in the fourth. We'll be back in 30 seconds on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
4:50 to go, fourth quarter. Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. Jim Tomeo is our producer down in the Sydney WCDO Main Street studios. And again, Oxford boys leading 50-41. For some reason, Rich, I feel like we still got more fireworks left in this one.
When you have a player like Vander Samen on the court, you never know what's going to happen. He could get 6 to 8 points in the matter of a minute. He really can. He's that type of player.
Coach Echeverria just had his arm around him, and he actually tapped him on the head almost to say, okay, Connor, we need you, but keep your head here. Vander Samen right side, Sydney going left to right. Loeffler got tied up and a steal by Oxford. Hendricks doing it again. Sam Hendricks, the senior. Inside now, Sheridan finds Hendricks. Pump fakes, takes it inside. On the left low block, dishes one out to Rickard. In front of the Oxford bench as they go right to left. Coming up on 4:20 to go in the fourth. Rickard, right side, again, straight through, and he scores. What a play by Rickard. He's got 16.
Dribbled around the entire court, found a seam, and took it to the basket.
Oxford leads 52-41. Sydney will back it out as they go to the left side for Jesse Newell. Newell into the paint. Goes to Loeffler, steps through, finds Nick Hartwell on the baseline, tied up. And we got a jump ball. It's going back to Oxford, and everything, all the momentum is going to the Blackhawks right now.
Oxford does a really good job. We've been saying it all night. As soon as you get down low, they collapse on you. They get steals. They get jump balls. They do a really good job. They're tough, you know, underneath the basket. Very, very good, solid defense.
Hendricks down the left side, finds Smith for Sheridan. To Rickard, and he scores. Made the extra pass, and Rickard the layup. Timeout, Sydney. Oxford with their biggest lead of the game, 54-41, with 3:48 to go in the fourth. We'll be right back on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:48 to go in the fourth, and the Oxford boys have their biggest lead of the night here on the road at Sydney, 54-41. It's been a close game, but Oxford blowing it open a little bit here.
What I've noticed, you know, in that half, or that timeout, is Oxford seems to be in a lot more control. They're self-controlled, where Sydney seems a little bit more sporadic, and they're kind of all over the place. Sydney seems like they're almost the more veteran, weathered team right now.
Sydney with the ball going left to right across midcourt. They go to Dylan Easton. Pull-up jumper blocked there by Hendricks, who's having a heck of a fourth quarter. Vander Samen ended up with that ball and gets fouled. It's always in the right place at the right time, it seems.
It's 3.5 minutes left, down by 13. You still have to play with calm, right? You just got to get good shots. There's plenty of time. You can make a run here. There's no reason to be playing out of control. It's not with, like, you have 1.5 minutes left.
Vander Samen makes the first shot at the line. He's got 26. Looking to add to it here. Hits it. 27 now for Vander Samen. At 39 in their last game against Deposit Hancock. Rickard down the floor. He's got 18. His average is 19.9 coming in. Lost it out of bounds right in front of the Oxford bench. and it will go back to Sydney. Could this be the start of something? They trail 54-43, 3.5 left. Oh, it stays with Oxford. Sorry. Thought the original call was to Sydney. So Oxford gets it in. Gordon Smith on the baseline. Smith the floater. Yes, for Smith. 12 off the bench for the freshman.
Playing with a lot of confidence. Oxford is playing with a lot of confidence right now.
A diaper dandy out there. 3:15 to go here in the fourth. They go to Dylan Easton, and he has a pocket pick and a home run pass ahead for Rickard, and he lays it up and in. Rickard's got 20. And it's 58-43, and Oxford is really got their biggest lead of the night now. Sabres have it. Boy, this game, if it stays like this, you might see the final score and think, it wasn't close, but this has been a heck of a game. But Sydney just kind of losing control of it here in this fourth quarter. Jesse Newell lost it to Sheridan. He gets tied up, but Sheridan traveled, trying to save that ball from going out.
It's almost like Oxford just stayed with their game plan. They did a lot of leakouts. They believed in what they were doing and just kind of frustrated Sydney.
58-43. Newell on the inbounds, misses it, and Hendricks with a rebound. Boy, he's been great here in this fourth quarter. Smith across midcourt finds Ben Sheridan. You know, we were talking about the size of Oxford. They're not exactly huge. It's here Sheridan with a missed shot, but just everybody's got that big length. You know what I mean? They don't have that true big guy, but a lot of 6'2", 6'3 guards out there.
And just a lot of balance and a lot of composure. I really think it probably has a lot to do with the coaching. You know, Coach Davis has been around for a long time. He's been in these situations, and he's really got his team in a good spot right now, up by 15.
Straightaway three for Grady Loeffler. Too strong. Rebound Dylan Easton. Back out Loeffler. Puts up a jumper from the foul line. That's off. It's going to stay with Sydney. Last touch there by Ben Sheridan. With just over 2 minutes to go in the fourth, Sydney trailing Oxford boys 58-43.
Now it certainly has the feel like you got to get a bucket here with 2 minutes left. You got to make something happen.
Deion Taylor inside. His shot was partially blocked, and Oxford comes away with it. Smith in transition finds Rickard, that signature corner three, in and out. Boy, he wanted that one and just didn't have the right rhythm to go in. Here's Deion Taylor and a block on Oxford underneath. So that was going to be a charge.
I think they called it and one. They did call it and one.
Wow, I didn't even see it go in, to be honest.
So now that did a little interesting, right? Because now it's going to be a 13-point game. You get it to 12. I'm kind of surprised Oxford's taking quick shots with only a few seconds off the shot clock. They can definitely draw this out a little bit more than they are.
Deion's foul shot won't go. Rich, I didn't even see that ball go in.
It certainly did.
Good eyes. And a timeout's going to be taken by Oxford. We'll step away for 30. 1:45 to go in the fourth. It's Oxford boys leading 58-45. They've pulled away here in the fourth. And we'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, 1:45 left here in the fourth quarter. The Oxford boys lead 58-45, and they have the ball out of this timeout. Sydney's really trying to turn the heat up on defense. They need a mini miracle right now to get back in this game. Gordon Smith has it as Oxford goes right to left. Again, they're in the black with the red and white trim. Smith, a little give and go with Sheridan, missed it, and a rebound for Jesse Newell. Here comes Sydney going left to right. They're in the white with the maroon and gray. And they lost it. Rickard with a steal right back. Rickard in transition stops and then wisely pulls it out, and he just wants to burn a little clock here. Smart play by the senior.
Very smart. Good coaching by Coach Davis. He was the one who was screaming, take it out. He had a wide open lay, take it out, take it out. And that timeout that Coach Davis took was a smart timeout to settle everybody down and, you know, make sure you're getting a good basket.
A little miscommunication by Oxford. They did throw it away, but they burned a good 20 seconds there, and then they steal it right back with Rickard. He goes inside. They find Gordon Smith, and again, they pass up an easy look to pull it out and work some clock here with 40 seconds left. And the Oxford fans see it now.
Give credit to Coach Davis. He did a great job coaching his team down with 2 minutes here to make smart plays, calling good timeouts, and make sure you're getting good baskets. They literally just took 2 minutes off the clock without really taking one shot.
Here's Hendricks on the right side. And again, Oxford continuing to work it around. Sydney not electing to foul or anything. And Oxford gets it to the interior. Sheridan misses a chippy. But they get another rebound, and they pull it out. They're going to kill off the last 10 seconds here, and Sydney's going to walk off.
That was a masterful job by Coach Davis in that last 2 minutes. They really took one shot in 2 minutes, and if you look at the clock, Sydney has no fouls. They couldn't even foul to get to the line. That was a great job by coaching, and great job coaching on the Oxford side just to take that 2 minutes off. Those are the type of games we're usually here for an extra 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We're
going
to go home a little early now.
Oxford boys win 58-45. Over Sydney. Final score is going to be a little deceiving because this was a great game back and forth. We'll be back with the post-game show in just a few minutes. Oxford boys get a Big Mac win here on the road at Sydney tonight on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back one last time to Sydney High School. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Our final score, Oxford boys get a MAC victory here, 58-45. It was a four-point game going into the start of the fourth quarter, but Oxford with a big effort there to pull away.
We talk about the runs. Oxford made the last run pretty much the entire fourth quarter. They just took it to Sydney. Sydney had no answer. They shut Vandersamen down, and Sydney really had no other offense tonight. The last run was by Oxford, and it was a big one. I mean, it was a big run.
Got a great text here from Greg Davey, former WCDO sports director at my job for many, many years. We were talking about Connor having 39 the other night against Deposit Hancock. He said the boys' single-game scoring record for Sydney is 41, so Connor was very close to it. That was set in 1963 by Mike Gallup. Two have 39, Vandersamen and Bob Hayward in 1976.
For all you listeners out there, a lot of people don't realize this, but Sydney has a great history of men's basketball. If you want to stump some people in the trivia game, ask them who has the most Section 4 championships in boys basketball in Section 4 history. And a lot of people are going to go, oh, Binghamton or Norwich or Oneonta or one of those Binghamton schools. The correct answer?
Sydney.
Sydney. Sydney's got three.
I had forgotten that the other day, and then I saw it on the Section 4 website, which is looking great these days, by the way, Rich. Looks very good.
I don't know the guy that does that, but thank you.
If you are looking for some more basketball, on a little bit of a tangent here, Section 4 website now, we've been updating a lot of it with the 1,000-point list, trying to keep that as updated as possible. And if you see any names that are on there, you can reach out to Rich or I. We've been working on that. It's also a great place to go if you're wondering classification information, sectional brackets, over the last year or so, we've really been working on that.
We update it every single day. We get emails every single day. I got two or three today. We had a kid from Southern Cayuga get 1,000 points, I think, a couple days ago. We've had a lot of the 1,000-point scorers, but in all seriousness, we do update it every day, and we're always looking for anything anybody's got. All we are asking for is verification, you know, newspaper clipping, or we will take it from the coach or the athletic director. So if you have that out there, give us a call. We will put it out there. We do it immediately.
I would say between the boys and the girls, since we took over the 1,000-point list, we've probably added, and it doesn't have to be just new players. I mean, players from the past that had been overlooked or forgotten. I mean, we've probably added 30 or 40 names, I would guess.
I want to say we added a few of those just this year. We added, I think, a player from Hancock. I think we might have added a player from Deposit that got it years and years ago. They found it, I believe, in a scoring summary somewhere in some file cabinet.
Yeah,
and
that's
they
right.
sent it to us.
That's right.
And we'll take anything, and we're trying to make that as updated. And we have some things up our sleeve. We're I don't know if we want to say it out loud, but we might be thinking about a goal scoring list someday.
Yeah.
It's
going
to be a little hard, but we're thinking maybe a 100 goal list. I don't know out there. You might need the public's help for that one.
Yeah, we're slowly but surely working on that website every day. And kudos to Rich. He does a lot of work with it. If you're looking for kind of more current information, you can always check out my website as well, natelaw.com, just for scores and standings and all the fun stuff right now.
So as I'm updating the Section 4 one, I want to give you a lot of credit because I do look at natelaw.com every day. I didn't look at natelaw.com at all until I took over the Section 4 website. So that's a good way to say it. Natelaw.com has a lot of the current, you know, daily, by the hour. We do a lot of more like records. We do a lot of the historical stuff. But your website is one of the best ones around for the current information. I use it every single day.
Small school basketball standings, I think, is probably what we get the most traffic on, and scores this time of the year, because people really miss the standings, and this is the only place to get them up to date every day.
I mean, we talk probably 3 to 4 times a day, and you said to me the other day, I was the only person that went to your website that didn't know that there was a more function on the summaries. Your game summaries are great. It's like reading a newspaper back in the day. So, you know, all the players out there, if you're like me and you didn't realize there was a more function there, click the score where it says more, and you could actually read a summary of the game. It's like reading the newspaper. It's bringing me back to 1995 when I wake up in the morning and read those.
It's just a quick hitter of some who won. It's a league game, where it was, high scores, some stats. I know it's not, you know, a full article, but it is just something that we have, and I do it every single night, so it's there. Whether you stay up late, you want to read it first thing in the morning, it's all right there at natelaw.com. And if you click the little more button on each score, you'll get that additional information.
We were joking about it earlier. I don't stay up late anymore. This is going to be past my bedtime. You know, in my new role with Section 4, I don't have to stay up late. So it's great for me when I wake up in the morning, and I literally will read it at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning. Like, with my cup of coffee, I get to read the – it's not a newspaper anymore. It's a website. But, hey, it's great. It's awesome.
All right, let's do our scoring summary tonight. First for Sydney, 27 points at the game high tonight for Connor Vandersamen, 6 for Jesse Newell, 4 for Nick Hartwell, 4 for Aiden O'Connor, and 2 for Dylan Easton, 2 for Deion Taylor. Very balanced on the other side for Oxford. A team high 20 for Donovan Rickard, 9 for Jared Sheridan, 12 for Gordon Smith, 9 for Jared Sheridan, 6 apiece for Ben Sheridan and Sam Hendricks, 4 for Nick Dodds-White, and 1 for Richard Hunter. So let's get into our three awards here. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. We'd like to go with Vandersamen tonight. Connor with 27. Easy choice there for our Outstanding Offense Award.
If you haven't seen Vandersamen play, you're out there, get to a Sydney game before it's too late. It's one of those generational type of players that you just have to see once or twice, because you don't want, you know, 5-10 years from now saying, oh man, I never watched it. I regret it all the time. You know, my Norwich ties, I never went out and watched Frankie Garcia or Tristan Reifenberg wrestle, and I kick myself all the time. If you're out there right now and you haven't seen Vandersamen play, come to a game and watch him play, and you'll understand what we're talking about. It's excitement from tip to the end.
Next up tonight is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance. where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. I'd like to go with Gordon Smith. He had 12 points for Oxford, was great off the bench. He got a lot of those pesky little steals, and then Rickard was able to benefit from a leak-out pass and an easy layup. I just thought Gordon had a great night.
You could have gone with a lot of the guys down low. I thought maybe it was like kind of the whole front court for the Oxford Blackhawks, almost like the old Boston Celtics day, like all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel like they're going to go as far as Rickard could take them with the scoring, but those guys down low, they do a heck of a job, and if they keep on playing defense like they are, I thought he played well. I thought a lot of the guys played well. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, with their schemes and stuff, how far Oxford can go into sectionals.
Lastly tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. Pretty easy one. Donovan Rickard, 20 points, did a little bit of everything, a lot of good passing, taking over when he needed to, leadership. Rickard will get the all-purpose tonight.
They're all kind of pointing at us right now, and Rickard's over there. It looks like he's talking to his girlfriend, but I think his friends are all kind of saying, hey, look over there, look over there. I mean, Rickard is, I haven't seen him play before tonight. He's the real deal. He makes a lot of great decisions. He's a little bit bulkier than I thought. He's very strong to the basket, but he's got a good-looking shot, too. Very impressive. I'm looking forward to watching him play again. I think he, you know, if he keeps his composure, he's the leader of the Oxford team, and they could do some damage. He's a good player. Very, very solid. I like watching him play tonight.
Sneaky team. I think a lot of people are overlooking them. They're well coached. Rickard, again, I feel good for this senior class because they have worked hard. And when they first got on varsity, a lot of those guys came up early and experienced some tough years, some years where you were well below 500. And here they are, so you got to feel good for those guys.
You know, you got to love a guy like Rickard, right? He's standing on the court. His entire team has changed. He's still in his uniform.
Yeah.
He's going to wear his uniform home. He doesn't want, you know, to let the moments go. I remember those days. He doesn't want to take his uniform off. He's literally got his backpack on and ready to go. He might just go and shoot when he gets back to Oxford.
Yeah, I think he loves all sports, and I think he's soaking it up this year. Where I really noticed it with him is they have the one-day MAC volleyball tournament, and that guy takes that tournament, which is a lot, you know, for fun, but bragging rights in the MAC. He's the first one at that tournament. He's pumping his guys up, and you have some sort of sporting event, he's going to be there with Oxford for sure.
The Oxford guys all look like they're a little bit tired. They're all on their phones. They're thinking about, you know, where can I get something to eat? Rickard looks like he's ready to go play again.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll just play right now.
He's a ball of fire for sure. I saw him a couple of weeks ago somewhere before a game, and he said, oh, you got to make sure, get to as many as games as possible. We're going to be good this year. I said, okay, I'll promise you, man, I'll be there. So
you got to love it. You got to love players like him.
All right, Rich, well, thanks for joining me here tonight. Rich and I will be back. I'll be on the air tomorrow night, Delhi Girls at BG, 7:15 tip. I'll be with Greg Bonskowski. Rich will be back with me on Friday. We have Unadilla Valley Girls hosting at Scenic Valley, a battle of the valleys on Friday at 7:15. Actually, more like 7:30 at UV.
I didn't even know who I was going to call. It's going to be the Vikings.
The Vikings,
the
yeah.
Vikings. I mean, I'm a big Minnesota Vikings fan. They didn't work out, so I'll see how this Vikings team is going to do.
Yeah, Section 3 versus Section 4 on Friday night, so join Rich and I for that. Huge thank you to Jim Tomeo, our producer back in the Sydney studios, and we'll see you again soon. Oxford boys pull away for a 58-45 win over Sydney here on the road. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Law. We'll talk to you soon on WCDO Sports.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.